Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority. Woo-hoo! WFXS America. The Foxy Village.
It is time for a fantastic, a fabulous, a freaky, feeling fine Football Friday edition of Let's Talk on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. And I know what you're saying to yourself. We have finally heeded the calls. Man, we like your morning show. Seems like it's a pretty good show, but you know what you need, Ironhead? More cowbell!
Oh, no.
Your calls have been answered.
Where on earth did that come from?
More cowbell!
Where did you get that thing?
We got that from the Bike Roost, their tent at Tussie Mountain the other night for the races, the bike races and the running races. They've done two Wednesday nights and one more to go this coming Wednesday. So, yeah, I like cowbell. I'll bring it to the Coral Street Cougar Run, which is coming up later this morning. It is actually why I will not be here for the final hour of today's big program.
There's my bell.
So okay. I gotta get all of my thoughts in.
In an hour.
In an hour. Eh, right. My thoughts take about 10 seconds. There shouldn't be any
problem. Oh, come on.
Phone line is open.
Two minutes. Two minutes.
For your use.
Not 10 seconds.
At 814-954-7266.
All right, folks. Now help us out here.
Okay. Yeah.
Which do you prefer? Do you prefer my bell or do you prefer his bell?
I mean, come on. That's a pretty easy. Like, I do love the bell. I mean, come on. That's cowbell, baby.
See, that's a bell for, like, a football game.
Yes.
All right.
Mississippi State agrees with you.
Well, not just there. I'm Scott here. I'm from Penns Valley. Tonight, I'll be honored again to announce football. Penns Valley plays host to Central tonight, and there's a fan, there's a Penns Valley fan who sits usually very close to the press box, so I'm, you know, on a nice, going to be a beautiful day again, nice day, we'll have the windows open, you know, and all that sort of thing, and this lady, it's a lady, she'll be out there, and she'll be... Now, sometimes it's great, and sometimes it's like, could you put a silencer on that thing? It's like really loud. I'm like, okay. But hey, if she's ringing the bell, that means Penns Valley's doing well. So ring the bell. Maybe not that bell, the other bell.
Yeah.
Okay. So there aren't some places where you're not allowed to bring those in. Is there?
Probably.
What about a Penn State game? Could you bring one of those to a Penn State game, or is there some rule against it?
I actually don't know.
I don't know. I'm going to guess there are some places somebody would frown if you brought one of those into a game. Like, what are you
doing? Turn that frown upside down.
That's right. Come on.
On.
It's like lighten up a little bit. Now, if you had a whole crowd of people with those things, it's like, oh, it's like, okay, that might be a bit much. All right, so we don't want a whole crowd. We're not trying to get any ideas. I don't even know where do you buy those things? At the five and dime store or something? Where do you get one of those things?
Somewhere. The cowbell
store. I don't even know. The cowbell store.
That's right. Loving the cowbells.
Folks, seriously.
Up and down the aisles. Pick your size.
While we're doing the show, somebody do a web search. I bet somewhere on planet Earth there is a cowbell store.
Oh, there's got to be.
There's got to be.
I would go.
I mean, there's a store like for everything else. Not a physical store, but just a store, a place to buy things. I bet there is somewhere, the cowbell store. All right, anyway, that's weird. All right, let's see. We have an open line program. Yes, I got to drive for the second hour. Oh, let's see what kind of trouble I can get in. Oh, I've got some great stuff. Anyway.
We'll be the judge of that.
Well, yes, you will. Okay. Our boring weather week continues.
Yay!
Although I guess...
We love boring.
Okay. Yeah, you're ready for the Cougar Moms, aren't you?
Oh, let's do it, kiddos.
Yes, you are.
How many laps will they get?
We're going to have a warm spell, I guess, essentially, maybe not today, tomorrow to Tuesday. I don't think it's record warmth. I saw some story. Now, this was from downstate, maybe like down Harrisburg way or down toward Philadelphia, where there, I thought I read the words record warmth for October, essentially this weekend into early next week, and then it'll cool off. All right, so I don't think it's supposed to get that hot here. Maybe 80 degrees, I don't know, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, somewhere in that neighborhood. But, hey, folks, the weather's great. Yeah, we could use some more rain, but the rain we got last week kind of, okay, I kind of held things for now. Sometime this weekend, yours truly is going to have to get on the lawn tractor. All right, it's that time again because the grass is growing. All right, let's see what else do we have here. Well, again, I think I'm starting, or yesterday I started sort of a new feature, not a feature, a new item here on the show. So today is No State Budget Day number 95. Day 95, which means next week we're going to hit the triple digits. And I'm fairly certain we're going to hit the triple digits. No, that is not a good thing. If you've listened to our guests, I'd say this week, you know, the schools and groups that are dependent on state funding, they're just sitting there being creative with their bank accounts to make sure all the bills get paid, waiting for Harrisburg to do its job. Okay. We'll have some more Harrisburg news a little later on.
Oh, goody.
All right. All right, how about some good news? How about some good news?
Okay. We love good news.
Have you purchased any postage stamps recently?
Yes.
You have?
Well, it's been a little bit.
Okay, all right. The good news is apparently the people that run the United States Postal Service had a vote last week, and amazingly, they are not going to raise prices in January.
What?
Unbelievable! Now, I'm being slightly facetious, okay? Because in recent, well, years, really, they have fallen into a pattern of raising the stamp prices every July, and then every January, and then every July, and then every January, just verbatim, just boom, boom, boom. Back in July, all right, if somehow you haven't purchased postage stamps recently, back in July, they raised the price of a basic stamp, you know, first class stamp, from 73 cents to 78 cents. Boy, not that long ago, it wasn't even 50 cents. Now it's 78 cents. And I think everybody was expecting, okay, here we go, January, what's it going to be, 82, 83? For whatever reason, the Postal Service has announced in a press release, no price increase in January.
Look at that.
Ooh-hoo-hoo. Now, it's not that the Postal Service is making money. They're not, okay? They're still in debt or running in the red. But for some reason, is it maybe because of other factors? You know, price of food. We've had guests talking about that this week. You know, it's maybe some other things that are out there. And the Postal Service has decided, apparently, okay, we're gonna tough it through this time. We're not going to have a price increase in January. Yay! So if you were thinking, I got to rush to the post office and buy stamps, I better do it now. You got some time.
All right.
You got some time. All right. So, all right. Good news. Good news there, I guess. All right. I have not had a Mountain Dew, you know, soda. I've not had a Mountain Dew since I can't remember when. Just not my speed. All right. I don't know. Maybe it's the green. All right, Mountain Dew is green.
You're anti-green.
Well, no, I'm not anti-green. Wow. I'm more about anti.
Stand.
It's more like anti. How much sugar is in that drink? All right, we had our guest yesterday from Penn State Extension, and she mentioned at one point about drinking a soda. If you drink a soda every day, that's not good.
That's why I only drink three. One at breakfast, one at lunch, one at dinner. You can get carried away and drink too much soda.
Is that right?
Yeah. You got to hold it to three a day.
I think there are some people that do that, all right?
Oh, I know
but
people that
she
do
mentioned,
that.
You know, if you get like a bottle, what is it, like a 16-ounce bottle of soda or something, even if you sort of sip it across the course of a day, that's still, I mean, check that little label on the side. That's a lot of sugar in that thing. And then if you do it every day, well, health-wise, that's not a good move. Well, of course, recently, there's the, you know, make America healthy again. We're going to get rid of artificial dyes and all this sort of stuff. And a lot of these food companies have said, well, okay, we'll go along with that. Mountain Dew. Now, Mountain Dew is owned by Pepsi. And Mountain Dew, of course, has that green color. It says here, actually, there's more than one kind of Mountain Dew. One's green, one's purple, I think, kind of purplish, some kind of color. Doesn't look like any other drink. But apparently, Mountain Dew, it says here, could soon be colored with carrots or purple sweet potatoes instead of artificial dyes. Now, carrots, healthy for you? Well, yeah. Okay. Hopefully you eat a carrot every now and then. Sweet potatoes, I've had purple sweet potatoes, and they're supposed to be good, right? They're healthy for you. All right. Now, it's interesting. I've got an Associated Press story on this one. You would think, now, if you're not involved with manufacturing, we have no idea. You would think that, okay, we're not going to use dyes anymore. We're going to use, what was that, carrots and sweet potatoes. So, bam, we're just going to do it, and we're just going to start turning them out, and everything's going to be great.
Problem solved.
That's not the way it works.
What?
Okay. According to this story, they have a spokesperson for Pepsi. It says it takes 2 to 3 years to switch from an artificial color to a natural color. And I read that, I'm like, why? Why? Why does it take 3 years to do this? It's like, seriously? 3 years? I guess what has to happen is they need to do a lot of testing. You know, is this going to work? What is the shelf life? If you don't have the artificial dye and you go with carrots and sweet potatoes, okay, does that mean the shelf life of the drink is less? Maybe? Is it the same? So in other words, they have to do lots and lots of testing with, it says here, with trained experts. That must be fun. I'm a soda-drinking trained expert. Where do I sign up? All right, there we go.
I'm telling you.
I don't know. They also have to design.
That does look good on a resume.
They have to design new packaging. Okay. It's like, really? Can't you just change it? No, apparently not. There's lots of things you have to do. The manufacturing process has to change. All right, because we're not putting dyes anymore. Now we're putting natural stuff. Well, we got to change up how we, I don't know, mix it up and put it in the bottles and cans and all that sort of thing. So there's a lot of things that happen behind the scenes that you have no idea what that is. 2 to 3 years to make this change. Let's see. We've got Cheetos. You like Cheetos? All right, Cheetos snack.
Who doesn't like Cheetos?
Well, I don't know. Somebody maybe.
What?
So Cheetos.
Liars.
Cheetos and Tostitos. All right. They're going to change how they color their chips and I guess salsas and stuff. So you're going to take out the artificial dyes and you got to switch it off with something. I mean, there's a lot of things that happen behind the scenes. It's again, I'll believe this story. It's going to take a couple of years to make these changes. All right. It's not just snap your fingers and there it is. So you anti-artificial dye folks, okay, great, you're getting what you want.
That's right.
You're a couple years out. And I assume that when they are ready to, I don't know, roll this out or whatever, there'll be big publicity and so on. They'll say, oh, we're all natural now. Folks, it's a soda. It's not an all-natural soda. Well, there probably is. Somebody claims there's an all-natural soda out there. Okay, I don't know about that. All right, hopefully you're doing great at work, for those of you that have jobs and so on.
Well, depends who you talk to.
Well, okay, going down the wrong road.
Yeah.
Hopefully artificial intelligence is not going to eventually take your job. Now, there's a mountain of stories out there about this, and there are some people that are, I don't want to say living in fear, There are some folks, of course, that are excited. Oh, this is great, the future. Oh, we're going to be more productive, blah, 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 blah.
Nope. All right. Will continue to provide you the superficial intelligence. Got it. That's our commitment here at Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
And I see out in radio land a lot of listeners nodding their heads.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks a lot, folks.
Yeah.
There's a story. There's a media outlet called Futurism. Now, this is an online outlet. Some of their stories I've read are kind of out there, like out there. Some of them make you think. They have a story here this week. OpenAI, which is like the most famous AI company, OpenAI releases list of work tasks that it says their product, ChatGPT, can already replace. So in other words, right now, AI could already replace. And they have a list of 44 occupations. That's a significant list. I'm not going to go over the whole list of 44. Near as I can tell, Mr. Ironhead, the good news is radio announcers are not on the list.
Ha ha!
I think.
Take that.
I think.
Maybe.
Now, again, it's interesting. This week, there's a lot of stories. I mentioned this, earlier this week. There is an actress named Tilly Norwood. All right. Again, remember that name, Tilly Norwood. She is a young, aspiring actress who is becoming more popular. She's attractive, young, and all that sort of thing. She's apparently good at acting, and she's also fake. She's an artificial intelligence thing. And allegedly, there are human talent agents lining up because they want to represent Tilly. And this is getting more and more coverage this week. You know, Hollywood's a bit of an uproar. You know, the Actors Guild and so on. Like, what? All that stuff. AI, here it comes. So here's some of the professions, according to this story, that apparently AI right now could replace these jobs or these people, like real people, okay? Now, you may disagree with this, all right? So this isn't 44. I'm not doing all 44. Real estate sales agents. Now, I better be careful because on the other side of that wall is a real estate agency, like right over there in our building. But it claims real estate sales agents, yeah, AI can do that. I'm slightly skeptical, but all right. Social workers. AI could replace social workers? Does your wife know this? Yeah, is she paying attention to this? I don't know. Industrial engineers. Okay, maybe. Things with engineering and drawing up plans and so on. I tell you what, AI is really good. This next one, software developers. Now, this used to be, if you got a job in like IT and computers and you could write software, oh, man, you could make big money and do all kinds of things. AI can write code, and apparently it does it very well, and of course it does it a lot faster and a lot cheaper. So if there's folks over on the Hill, I call Penn State the Hill, if there's some kids over on the Hill that are, your major is software developing and so on, you might want to take a look at that. Now, how about this next one? Lawyers. Lawyers could be replaced by AI. Folks, would you like to have an AI lawyer?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either, as much as I'm not exactly a lawyer fan. We'll get money for you. Really? Okay, that's on the list. Registered nurses is on this list. Now, I have a daughter who's a registered nurse, and she's in no fear of losing her job.
No,
I'm not sure how AI replaces a registered nurse. A registered nurse does a lot of, if you will, hands-on things. To my knowledge, AI still, so far, can't do hands-on things. All right. Customer service representatives. Yeah, I could see that one. That one I could see. You know, AI kind of taking those positions. Pharmacists are on this list. All right, maybe. I'm not exactly sure what a pharmacist does. I've obviously been to a pharmacy. You know, you kind of dole out medications and so on. Could a machine do that? Maybe. All right, if it's just doling out medicines and stuff, could you program a machine to do that? I probably could. Just a thought. Private detectives is on this list. An AI private detective. All right, now that would be interesting. And financial advisors. Uh-oh. Now, a lot of those folks make big money.
Oh, boy.
All right, because it's financial, right? Could an AI advise you on what to do with your money? I could maybe actually see that. Because the AI would be able to quickly go out and get updated financial information, like, bam, like that fast. And then programmed it to, okay, well, if this happens, you do this. If this happens, you do this. You know, if A, then B, and all that sort of thing. And then the AI says, well, based on current market conditions, you should do this. I could maybe see that, perhaps. So, again, if anything, again, kids over on the Hill, Penn State, whatever your majors are, you maybe need to be taking a look like, okay, in the future, could this happen? And Penn State, you know, like the brass at Penn State, if you're not somehow doing something with students like, hey, guys, we got this AI thing over here, you may want to take a look at this and try to think of the future and think what could happen in whatever you want to end up doing. Poof. That is something that, and even at the high school level, that's something that should be taught. And I would hope that every high school out there, I don't know, some kind of course or something like that, essentially, A, teaching kids how to use AI, B, teaching about the dangers of AI, and C, teaching about the future of AI and how it could affect you, student, you. If high schools, all of them, aren't doing that already, like right now, you are doing your kids a disservice. And that's an opinion. You've got to be out in front on this one. Because, again, this thing is moving so quick and so fast that a year from now, AI compared to now is going to be totally different. It's going to be a different animal. And then a year after that, boom, it's going to be different again. And if people are not prepared for this, future trouble for humans. So, just a thought. All right, we're going to take a break. As near as I can tell, AI cannot replace a quarterback or a lineman or something else.
Yet.
Oh, don't go down that road. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll have our sports segment. Got a big weekend of sports coming up, some really good stuff. We'll have some open line time. If you want to chime in from the Iron Head, you got to do it before 9 o'clock, and then he has to go see the Cougar Moms.
That's right,
all
something
right?
like that.
So hurry up. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox. The Fox Sports Weekend.
Is your Sunday home for the National Football League. All of the big teams.
Spins into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Big names.
Burrow throws over the middle into coverage, and it is caught. Unbelievable.
It's the NFL. Sundays
on Central PA Sports Authority.
The Fox Sports Weekend. Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox. Fox Sports.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel. But a house is a home. Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House. A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania. The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate happy hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coolest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines.
The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails.
Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
It's Let's Talk here on a Friday morning. It is a fabulous, a fantastic, a feeling fine football Friday edition. And yes, the Cougar Cat Run is about an hour and 15 minutes away
big
from the
athletic
actual
event.
Racing starting. Yeah. Absolutely. An anxious nation awaits the results. All right, let's take a check of the sports scene, shall we?
We shall.
The Penn State football team has its first road game of the season. The Nittany Lions visiting UCLA. That's out in the Los Angeles area, oddly enough. Pasadena. 3:30 kickoff tomorrow afternoon. That's Eastern time. After the 30-24 double overtime loss to Oregon at the whiteout game. Penn State is 3-1 on the season. The Bruins are winless through four games this year. The Nittany Lions are 24.5-point favorites in the big game tomorrow. Penn State will be without linebacker Tony Rojas, who is out with a long-term injury. UCLA now under the direction of interim coach Tim Skipper, and the only winless team in the Big Ten Conference. Some other games of note this weekend. By the way, if you're looking to find it on your television tomorrow, CBS Sports will have it. So you can check it out on CBS.
So WTAJ.
That will be a 3:30 again kickoff. Some other games of note this weekend. Ninth-ranked Texas will visit Florida. 16th ranked and undefeated Vanderbilt will be at Alabama.
Oh, that's a game.
Boise State travels to Notre Dame. Texas Tech travels to Houston. Texas A&M will host Mississippi State. And Miami of Florida will be at Florida State.
Big game.
That is a big one.
Big one.
Very important for Mike Norvell and his chances of coaching the Seminoles beyond this season, I would say.
All right.
The fifth-ranked Penn State men's hockey team Under the radar, getting no preseason attention. They'll actually open up, huh?
No. What's that Canadian kid's name?
Did they get a little attention? Did I miss that? Mm-hmm. Penn State will visit 14th-ranked Arizona State tonight in the season opener. None other than the NHL Network said, you know, we've noticed this Penn State team and noticed the talent it has, including one Gavin McKenna. Yeah, we'll go ahead and pick this one up. The NHL Network will be televising tonight's game. Season opener, 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Did we mention they'll be playing in Arizona?
Yes.
Did we mention that I woke up at 4:30 this morning and I really want to see that game? Of course, I'll be out camping, so zero chance that I'll see it anyway, but I'll be checking on my phone for as long as I can stay awake. Again, that game gets underway 10 o'clock Eastern time tonight. Penn State coming off its first ever Frozen Four appearance last year. And yes, a very strong group of newcomers joining a talented group of veterans. The newcomers includes projected number one overall pick in next year's NHL draft, one Gavin McKenna, and Hobie Baker Award finalist, and now junior defenseman Matt Gadowski, who transferred in from Army West Point. Little known fact, Matt Gadowski's dad is Guy Gadowski, Penn State head coach.
No.
I did some research on this, Scott. I don't know if anybody picked up on that.
Amazing.
Because I noticed, I'm like, wait, Gadowski? And Gadowski. Well, and it turns out they're related, father and son.
Not exactly Smith or Jones there.
Right? Penn State and Arizona State will play not only tonight at 10 o'clock, but tomorrow night at 8 o'clock.
And both games.
Two games.
Are on the NHL Network.
Will be on the NHL
How about that?
Network. That's the National Hockey League those not familiar. The Penn State women's hockey team is sixth in the coaches' poll. There's a reason they call this area Hockey Valley.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Sixth in the coaches' poll. Penn State will hit the road for the first time this season. The Nittany Lions not going to the glamorous Los Angeles area like the football team. They're heading to maple syrup country and visiting Vermont for games today at 6 o'clock and tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Actually, should be a very scenic trip. Nittany Lions are 2-0, while this will be Vermont's season opener. So they'd be like 0-0.
0-0, yeah.
On the season.
Thank you.
Penn State men's soccer team is at Michigan State. That's in East Lansing. That'll be today, 5 o'clock contest. Nittany Lions are looking for their first conference win. Where are you, conference win? Here, conference win,
there
conference win, conference win. Penn State, 3-4-2 on the season, 0-2-1 in Big Ten games. The Spartans are 5-4 overall, 2-2 in conference play. Penn State will be back at home on Sunday to take on King's College in a 3 o'clock kickoff at Jeffrey Field. The Penn State field hockey team. Field Hockey Valley. Field hockey team will be on the road this weekend. The Nittany Lions will visit Michigan tonight. That'll be a 6 o'clock start. Good God. What did this program do to suffer this? They are going to Ann Arbor, Michigan, and then they have to turn around and go to Columbus, Ohio.
Oosh.
That is a long time to be having to hold your nose from Friday night all the way through Sunday afternoon. Good heavens.
Hold your nose.
That is just brutal.
That's
12 noon will be the face-off on Sunday. The Nittany Lions are 5-4 on the season, 1-1 in the Big Ten. The Penn State women's soccer team plays its third straight road game tomorrow as the Nittany Lions will face Rutgers in Piscataway at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Penn State is 6-4-2 on the season. The Nittany Lions are 2-2-1 in Big Ten games. And again, Penn State not ranked in this week's coaches' poll. Penn State men's tennis team will be hosting the Holmes Catherall Memorial Invitation today through Sunday at the Sarnie Tennis Center. Six teams will be competing in this year's event. Penn State will be joined by Buffalo, Columbia, Cornell, Florida, and Navy. That action will get underway just after noon today. The invitation, a little history lesson here. Thank you, Penn State Athletics, for including this note. The invitational honors Catherall, who was Penn State's men's tennis coach for 26 seasons, including when I first started covering Penn State sports back in my college days. He coached from 1965 through 1990 at Penn State. He compiled a career record of 280 wins, 197 losses, and two ties throughout his time with the Nittany Lions. This is the part that I did not know, and I'm a little embarrassed and actually a little ashamed that I didn't know this. Catherall served in the U.S. Marine Corps during World War II and was awarded with a Purple Heart Medal. He went on to attend Colgate University, where he played tennis and earned four varsity letters. So they are appropriately recognizing a great coach and a great man in Holmes Catherall with that memorial invitation today through Sunday.
He lived in Center Hall.
At Penn State.
He lived in Center Hall, not far from me.
So that is unfortunate. One unfortunate aspect of his life.
On,
but overall, you have to say he made good decisions.
You're
somewhere.
Anti-Center Hall.
I'm anti you, not Center Hall. Love Center Hall. That's actually my, Spring Mills is my, what I consider my true home. That's.
Oh, is that right?
I spent my earliest childhood years down in Spring Mills. Penn State cross country team will be competing at the Paul Short Run at Lehigh University today. The men's race gets underway at 11 a.m. The women's race at 11:45. There will be 40 teams competing in each of the college gold races that Penn State will be in. But the event includes more than just the two primary college races. The overall event will have 297 total teams competing.
Oh my God.
Over the course of the weekend. Is it just me, or does that seem like a lot of runners?
That's crazy.
The women's team for Penn State is ranked 15th in the nation. Penn State will be returning to action for the first time since the Harry Groves Spike Shoe Invitational back on September 12th. Penn State women's tennis team will have four athletes competing at the Martha Thorne Invitational today through Sunday in Morgantown, West Virginia. That action will get underway at 11 o'clock this morning. Also, the Penn State softball team has a fall game against East Stroudsburg at 5:30 today at Nittany Lions Softball Park and Beard Field. Penn State will then participate in the Little League Girls with Game experience, which will be tomorrow. Penn State inaccurately says this will be held in Williamsport. We, of course, know it will be held in South Williamsport. All day tomorrow, Penn State will play Virginia at 4:30 as part of tomorrow afternoon's festivities. And the Penn State women's golf team will begin competing at the Mercedes-Benz Collegiate Tournament in Knoxville, Tennessee on Sunday morning. The Penn State men's golf team will open play at the Cullen Brown Intercollegiate in Lexington, Kentucky on Monday. On the high school football schedule tonight, State College will be at Cedar Cliff. The Little Lions are 5-1 on the season. The Colts come in at 3-3. A big intra-county matchup at Phillipsburg Osceola, where the Mounties will host the Bellefonte Red Raiders. Phillipsburg Osceola off to a 4-2 start, while Bellefonte comes in at 2-4 on the season. Also tonight, Bald Eagle area will host Clearfield. The Eagles are 3-3. The Bison come in at 4-2, and Penns Valley will again be looking for that elusive first victory as the Rams host 1-5 Central tonight Opportunity here, yeah. Rams.
Yes, it is.
Opportunity is knocking. Let's get it done.
Yes,
boys,
it is.
Let's get it done.
Yeah.
All of tonight's action will get underway at 7 p.m. In junior high football action last night, it was Bellefonte shutting out Bald Eagle Area by a final of 30-0.
Ooh.
Well, you already knew the nothing part. That's what the shutout means,
yeah,
if you were paying
thank
attention.
Thank you, yes.
The Penns Valley girls soccer team lost a tough battle to Central yesterday. 1-0. Got to get avenge. Avenge that loss for the girls soccer team tonight. Dear football team. Come on.
Yes, it's Central.
Get her done.
Central week.
The Dragons scored the game's only goal in the first half of yesterday's contest. Well, this did not go well for yours truly. The divisional series are now set in the Major League Baseball playoffs. I, going into the decisive Games 3 and the three wild card series that went to a decisive Game 3, I was rooting mightily for the Mad Turtles San Diego Padres. I was rooting mightily for the Boston Red Sox. And I have a couple of buddies who are big Guardians. Well, they're actually Indians fans, but they follow the Guardians nonetheless. And so I was pulling for the Guardians. That would be, if you're keeping track, 0-3 in the Game 3 contest yesterday. The Yankees, doggone it, shut out the Red Sox 4-0. They were up 4-0, and I'm like, yeah, but it's the bullpen. The Yankees bullpen. Come on, Red Sox. And they never got to it.
Nope.
Bummer. The Cubs beat the Padres 3-1. That stinks for the Mad Turtle. And the Tigers down the Guardians 6-3. So the divisional playoffs will get underway tomorrow. In the National League, it will be the Cubs visiting the Brewers at 2:08. And then, your Philadelphia Phillies will host the Los Angeles Dodgers at 6:38. And in the American League, the Yankees will visit the Blue Jays at 4:08. Mm-hmm. And the Tigers will be at the Mariners at 8:38. All four series are best of five contest. So my understanding is the first team to pick up three victories in those series will advance to the championship series in each league. In the NFL last night, the 49ers slipped past the Rams in overtime 26-23. Maybe take the field goal when you have it there, dear Rams. They opted to go for it on 4th-and-1, and they got stuffed at about the, I think they were inside the 15-yard line. I mean, if they make it and they go on and win, I guess that's the gutsy Rams, and they get the win. But, man, risk-reward. Don't know that it was worth it, and certainly Rams fans would tell you this morning, not worth it. Although the players seem largely supportive of the move in the post-game press conferences. Yeah. Steelers have a bye week. Bye week. And they sit atop the AFC North. Have I mentioned that this week?
Yeah.
All by the blows.
All week.
The undefeated Philadelphia Eagles will host the Denver Broncos. That'll be a 1 o'clock game on Sunday afternoon. On Sunday morning, the Browns and the Vikings will play at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in London, England. That'll be a 9:30 Eastern Time kickoff. The Ravens will host the Texans, and the Bengals will host the Lions and other AFC North games. In the NFC East, it'll be the Commanders at the Chargers. The Cowboys at the J-E-T-S Jets. Let's go, Jets. You can get this thing turned around. It starts this week. And the Giants are at the Saints.
Keep praying.
I love the Jets. Well, for one day. Let's take a quick check of our schedule, shall we? Today, after this particular program, let's talk, which I will be departing at the top of the hour.
Stop cheering.
Scott Giese. Cheering. Knock it off. You're hurting my feelings. Come on. That's just hurtful. Scott Giese will take you home for the final hour.
Or to work or something.
Then from 10 a.m. to noon, it'll be the Dan Patrick Show. From noon to 2, Joe Lednoski and the Pennsylvania Sports Network takes over the airwaves. From 2 to 3, it'll be Late Lunch with Chris Bucciarati. Keystone Kickoff Show with Jim Galani follows from 3 to 4. Still working on getting Jed back, again, dealing with some health issues. So we'll have Fox Sports again this afternoon from 4 o'clock on. Tomorrow, the Keystone Kickoff Show with Jim Galani will begin our local coverage at 7 o'clock, and then it will be the Pennsylvania Sports Network from 8 till noon tomorrow morning, and then we'll have Fox Sports the rest of the day, keeping you up to date on all of the college football action and other sports going on, all of the baseball and all of that stuff. On Sunday, we will have that Vikings-Browns game for you at 9:30 in the morning. We'll have the Cowboys and the J-E-T-S Jets. Let's go, Jets! That'll be 12:30. Our coverage will begin of that one. After the Cowboys and the Jets, we'll go to Fox Sports, and then we'll have the Patriots and the Bills tomorrow or Sunday night. That'll be a 7:30 start with our coverage, and then you know Scott and I are planning to be back here on Monday morning.
That's the plan.
From 8 to 10, and we'll talk about the busy weekend in sports, and of course all kinds of other
stuff.
Topics on Monday.
All right.
Quick note also heading into next week. Penn Live actually had a pretty good story. They got some of the highlights for sure, but there has been another appeal in the Jerry Sandusky case that has been filed. I'm sure there's other places that have accounts of it. I know there's a podcast that is delving into this. John Ziegler has posted a couple of things accurately that if we were in a sane world, everybody would be looking at this and saying, well, my God, we have to get this man a new trial. But we're in the corrupt state of Pennsylvania, and so I'm not sure how likely it is. Sanity just has a hard time getting through the political corruption here in the Keystone State. But we will talk with Frank Parlato come Tuesday morning next week, 9 o'clock. You can circle that on your calendar. Frank will give us an update on all of the latest goings-on in the Jerry Sandusky case and in Frank Parlato's reporting. Again, that'll be Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock. All right, we're going to take a break here. We'll be back for one final segment.
Last crack, folks.
Scott Giese will have a full hour with you from 9 to 10. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Well, I mean, unless you gotta go. But it would be nice if you keep listening to the radio.
Yeah, use your phone or something.
We'll be back.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Be a part of the best event of the winter, Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with sci-fi and fantasy fans from across the region. If you're a vendor of anything looking to reach this energized audience, open space is currently available. Go to happyvalleycomiccon.com. Click on the vendors tab for information. Reserve your space today and get ready for a weekend of action and profit. happyvalleycomiccon.com. Click on the vendors tab. Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center.
Stay big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand Multi-Force stand-ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Join us for the Goon and Ironhead Show, Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Goon loves Philadelphia sports. I love Pittsburgh sports. We both love Penn State sports, and we both just like talking sports, and you never know where the discussion will take us. That's part of the fun. Join us for the good times, Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home.
Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House.
A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania.
The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, and did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
Now a fraternity or sorority is a brotherhood or sisterhood formed around common goals and aspirations. These men and women make a commitment to each other for life. The members that form a fraternity or sorority share their efforts, friendship, and knowledge, but they should never, ever look the same. That's why there's PAMP, Printing and More Printing. All kinds of t-shirts for all of your group's events, with the artwork as wild as... artwork as visually stimulating as your mind's eye sees it.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Like the way this kind of builds up, and then you get the excitement, and you know what it needs, though.
What?
This needs a little cowbell on a Friday.
Oh, baby.
Let the party begin. It is the three-day party weekend. Oh! Officially underway on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Jeff and Scott with you. The phone line is open, 814-954-7266. Gets you into the big show this morning.
If you want to talk to the Ironhead, you got about 10 minutes.
Yep.
That's it. Then he has to go see the Cougar Moms.
Well, you can come over. We'll be out there at Coral Street rooting on the kids. I'll be announcing, reading through some announcements, and doing a little play-by-play as the kiddos pass by. Have some fun.
Play-by-play.
I like having some
fun. Now, what are the events, or
it's just a run.
Running.
Of the classes, and I'm forgetting now if it's, I think it's the older kids first, and then we work our way down. I could be wrong about that. I'm not positive, but I think we go like fifth graders and then down to the kindergartners. They each get their turn, and that's just a fun day. I think they see how many laps they can do, and I think it's 10 minutes. Just a fun day. They actually have, it's a fun day of school. It's movie day. They're bringing stuffies to school.
They're bringing what?
Stuffies, little stuffed animals. It's a fun day for the Coral Street kiddos here today after they had yesterday off.
Now, your little guy goes to the school.
He does.
Correct?
Okay. Correct.
And this would be his final year going to the school.
It is.
Then he moves up to the next level.
And then we're on to Park Forest Middle School next year, yes.
Can I give you a piece of advice?
By all means.
All right. This is not the first time you've done this, right? This
correct.
Cougar Mom event today. Right?
That is correct.
Having fun with this one, all right? You might want to watch out, okay? A quick story. I had a daughter who played soccer for Penns Valley. Varsity, went to states, you know, district finals and all that stuff. That was back in 2006, 7, and 8. And in the middle there, I just started announcing soccer games because nobody else was doing it. And the press box was empty, and I'm like, I'm just going to go have some fun. And people liked it, which I'm gratified by that. That's great. 2006, 7, and 8. I announced a soccer game last night. My daughter hasn't been in school in like 16 years. Are they going to call you next year to do the Cougar Mom event?
I don't know. I did it. I did it a couple of times.
Be careful of the lifetime job.
Well, I did it. I did it a couple of times before I even met Marissa. We had some friends who were in the school. It's like, hey, would you mind? Yeah, I've done it. I don't think I've done it. I know I haven't done it consistently throughout, but this might be, I don't know. I'd say it's probably maybe the fourth or fifth time, but it hasn't been consecutively.
All right. I'm just saying beware of the lifetime job. Okay.
I hope I keep the Memorial Field job for as long as they'll let me. That one is a fun gig.
Now, folks, I'm not complaining. I love soccer.
You're complaining.
One of my favorite sports, and I've had a lot of fun announcing games. Oh, my gosh, a lot of games since 2006 or 7 or something like that. And thankfully now I actually get paid to do soccer games. Yay! For a long time, my payment was, hey, Scott, what do you want at the concession stand? Okay, burger, fries, and a drink. Okay, here you go. So just beware the lifetime job with the little guy moving on next year. They might be calling you again and again and again. Watch out for that, buddy, okay?
Couple of things. Subbu Veedum, if you missed it yesterday, Sutter County District Attorney Bernie Cantorna, who I have a lot of respect for, and I think this is the right decision for a multitude of reasons. I think he got this one right. Cantorna said yesterday his office will not pursue further prosecution of Subbu Veedum, and they are going to drop the charges. This after Judge Jonathan Grine overturned the now 64-year-old Veedum's conviction on the 1980 killing of Thomas Kinzer. And if you've been following this case, there's a lot. I know there are many out there that it's like, oh, it's clear, definitive, he is innocent. I will tell you the prosecution and the folks that are in the prosecutor's office now are not nearly as convinced as many of you folks are. I've read through everything. I'm leaning toward, I think it was right that he was, I think the ruling was right by Judge Grine, because there were some problems for sure with the trial. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And again, in a sane world, you would look at the problems with the Sandusky trial and try to get justice a little more quickly than we're getting it for Veedum, if you believe that Veedum is in fact innocent of the crime he has served, 44 years?
It's over 40
yes.
years.
So here's the thing. I think Cantorna, if you read through the entire decision here by Cantorna and listen to what he said, this is, they are not saying, yep, man, we got this one wrong, set him free. Not at all what they are saying. But I think they are properly, it's like, listen, the guy has served 44 years. We have I can show you many other murder cases where the murderer convicted, nobody is disputing it, and they have been released within 30 years from prison. 44 years, even if he is guilty, and again, I think a lot of people believe that he still may very well be guilty. Either way, again, to me, 44 years, they have really pressed the innocence. Is it worth at this point the costs for all of us of trying to reinstate a conviction that, again, he's already served 44 years for, and there's a good chunk of the public, and they may be right. I don't feel at all confident either way. I really don't. But a good number of people are absolutely convinced that he is innocent, and you may very well be right. I'm not arguing that point. I'm just saying this decision to me feels absolutely like the right decision by Bernie Cantorna and the office. I don't see the benefit to us as a society in trying to bring the charges back in this particular case.
Well, we got to take a break in a little bit, but I've got some thoughts on all of this,
yep,
which I'll share next hour. It's fascinating. It really is, from the legal aspect, from the media aspect, which, yep, get ready. I mean, this case may allegedly be, quote, over. It's not over. All right? There's going to be repercussions of some kind. There's going to be, I'm waiting for some TV network to come swooping in and do some expose and blah, blah, you know, all that stuff. Because here's a guy who's been in jail for over 40 years, his entire adult life.
Yeah.
He has spent in jail down in Huntington. Not 40. And it's like, okay, you go free now. I get, there are so many interesting angles, and let me hold that for next hour, because, and then the Jerry Sandusky thing yesterday, all right, the story that, you know, Jerry is appealing again, and so that's gonna come bubbling up. We got Frank Parlato joining us on Tuesday.
Yep.
He's an investigative journalist who, we haven't had him on for quite a while, but he's been digging into this story for a couple of years now. And so you got this one, and you got this one, and it's fascinating, but it's also angering. Like, how have we put ourselves in this position? Us, the collective us. How have we put ourselves in this position? Do you have faith in the justice system? Oh, okay, I'm going to stop right there. That's some deep stuff here.
Yeah.
There really is.
Do not get me started. There are so many different elements to the justice system. And, you know, it's one of those things. Just like I think the United States, from my perspective, is unquestionably the greatest nation in the history of planet Earth. Doesn't mean we haven't had and still have our problems. So one of the things, like, do I think there's a better judicial system out there, that there's a country that, man, we've got to model ourselves better after this? No.
No.
But it doesn't mean that, boy, we are just riding high, nothing to see here. A lot of problems, from my perspective, with the justice system. And one of the issues is, again, while the overwhelming majority of folks that I talk to agree there needs to be reform, how you go about reforming and what that means can be wildly different. Well, we need to lock people up longer for these smaller crimes to deter. Well, we need to not be locking people up at all for nonviolent crimes and really work on the rehabilitation side of it. The money that is involved is, I suggest, problematic, can be very problematic. There's, again, just a lot of different components to it. And I don't know how we get there. My wish is that instead of
both sides kind of hunkering in on, we want a victory. We want to get our client off. I want to get the person prosecuted. And I understand that through that, the hope is, the goal is, we're going to get the we're going to get it right. We're going to get the call right. If everybody in that courtroom was really working, let's get to the real truth here. let's figure out what actually happened or didn't happen. And again, sometimes we're not going to know. We're going to make our best educated guess, and we're going to get it wrong. I mean, I don't see any way around that, unfortunately. And I mean, it would be great if we could get every call absolutely right. But there's just a lot to unpack there. And I think the Jerry Sandusky case, when you pull the string and start to see how this unravels and the unwillingness of the powers that be, again, to me, clear corruption. I don't see how any reasonable person that looks at this case, you may not believe, you may not buy into what John Ziegler and Frank Parlato and I believe very firmly in Jerry Sandusky's innocence, but you cannot possibly look at this case and say, oh yeah, boy, that was a fair trial. That is not possible. They did not have time to properly vet the accusations. Just start with the way the preliminary hearing was handled. They went to a conference room in a hotel after hours. Folks, does that not...
Sounds shady.
That should be bright red flashing lights. Wait a second, what? Yeah. Have you ever heard of any case anywhere? Yeah, let's hold the preliminary hearing in the cloak of darkness and go to a hotel room and get a couple of us together and hammer this thing out. What? No. That's not the way. That alone. And then you start, again, putting together the way the prosecution put its case together and the many problems with the victims, Jerry Sandusky's medical condition, which never came out in the trial and is, I would argue, maybe even the biggest piece of evidence that, well, some of this stuff is, like we know, is absolute nonsense because it wasn't possible. Anyways, we'll delve into all of that on Tuesday. Folks, Mr. Giese is going to take you home here wherever you're trying
now, to behave yourself with those cougar moms, all right? Behave yourself.
My wife won't be there for crying out.
Oh, there we go.
Maybe she is a...
The enforcer, okay.
For some, I guess she would be a cougar mom. Not for yours truly.
Yeah.
I more or less robbed the cradle is what happened.
Stop it.
All right, folks. Have a great final hour with Mr. Giese, and I will be back with lots to say.
Oh, boy.
After a busy camping weekend and sports weekend and undoubtedly news weekend as well. So hope everybody gets out and enjoys the weekend. And, again, keep that radio tuned right here. Mr. Giese will be right back.
Sports Radio 98.7, the Fox Sports.
Bigger and better than ever, it's the 2026 Happy Valley Comic Convention, February 28th and March 1st at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with special guest Tricia Helfer, the gorgeous Cylon from Battlestar Galactica, and Tracy Coco from Star Trek, along with actors from Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z, and other Japanese series. Collectibles, discussions, artist costume contest, and much more. Get your tickets starting now at $8 at HappyValleyComicCon.com. Kids 10 and under free on Sunday. HappyValleyComicCon.com. Made possible by a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfont.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines.
The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails.
Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
Stay big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and grandstand, multi-force, stand-ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
WFXX, once again,
your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7, the Fox State
College. Come fly with me, come fly, we'll fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in Far Bombay. Come on, fly with me. We'll fly away.
Hey, gotta try some Sinatra here.
Come fly with me. We'll float down to Peru.
Flying solo this
hour. In Mama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come on, fly with me. We'll take off.
All right, that's enough. Hey, welcome back. Let's talk here for a Friday show. Scott with you as the Ironhead. He goes to entertain the Cougar Moms at Coral Street Elementary. Their mascot is a cougar, so they're called the Cougars. All right, Little Lions, that's like high school level or maybe middle school level and so on. At Coral Street, they're the Cougars. So I figure they've got a lot of cougar moms. if you know the insinuation there, okay, hopefully you do. Yeah, Sinatra, folks, come on, Frank Sinatra, he's a legend. You know, I'm again out my way, Penns Valley. I've been honored to be football announcer and soccer announcer for a pile of years, and I mean they do this at any school where the teams or the kids come up with warm-up music, all right, for warm-ups before a game. So they're out in the field, you know, practicing, warming up and stuff. And, you know, some kid will put together a Spotify playlist, or they'll put together just a long recording of, you know, usually upbeat warm-up tunes. And a lot of it these days is rap or hip-hop. And, you know, I'll arrive at the stadium and I'll hear this music. I'm like, okay, kids, you get all wound up. It's like, couldn't you try Sinatra or something? Just where we can actually understand the lyrics that are being sung. Come on, those of us that are older, am I not speaking the truth? Where's my bell? There it is, this bell. Am I not speaking the truth? Yes. Could you play some tunes where we actually understand what the people are singing and there's not an expletive kind of thrown in there every now and then? Anyway, not telling the kids what to play, just an observation. Anyway, all right, we have an open line hour. If you'd like to help me out, folks, I'll explain in a moment. I've got a pile of stuff to talk about. Because, again, if you're a longtime listener or just a regular listener lately, I've changed my line. I used to almost sort of half joke that, you know, we're living in crazy times. Folks, we're living in dangerous times. And I say that with all sincerity. If you want to get aggravated about something, it's not that hard anymore, is it? Because we're surrounded by aggravating stuff. You don't, it's like you don't even have to go search for it. It just kind of plops right in your lap. So if you, I've got plenty of stuff. If you'd like to chime in, I'd love to hear from you. 814-954-7266. Could be sports. News. I'm going to concentrate primarily here on newsy stuff and so on. We're living in dangerous times. All right. Now, again, the Ironhead, he knew he was leaving, so he got his thoughts out about the Subbu. I guess it's Vedum. I'll be honest, I don't know how to pronounce his last name. Vedum, Vedum, it's one of those. We'll go with Vedum. I've never met him, obviously. Why? Because he's been in prison for over 40 years. Call it a very famous local case from the early 1980s. And from, I would say from the beginning, people have been arguing this case like, wait a minute, wait a minute. Something doesn't add up. Something doesn't match up. I mean, they, folks, call it faith, call it friendship, call it, I don't know. For 40 years, people have been arguing about this one. Now, again, that's crazy, isn't it? 40 plus years, this man has been in state prison. His entire adult life, he was, what, 20 years old when this crime took place. He's now, what is it, 64, 65 years old? I mean, folks, first off, can you imagine being in jail that long? 40, 42, 44 years. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine your entire adult life, instead of being out there, you have a job, and you have your things you're interested in, and you go to sports games, and you start a family, and raise a family, and so on. No, you're in state prison for 40-plus years. And meanwhile, during that, pretty much, I think, almost that entire time, there have been some people trying to say, no, wait a minute, and wait a minute, what about this? What about this? This needs to be checked out. What about this? And so when this finally percolated up again this year, not right now, but earlier this year, you know, here it came again, and there were local folks standing up for Mr. Vedum saying, this doesn't add up. And in this particular case, local judge Grind says, okay, let's take a look at this. And I've actually never met Mr. Bernie Cantorna, who's our Center County District Attorney. Maybe we'll have him on the show sometime. I don't know, talk law stuff or something like that. He's only been the DA for a few years, all right? Certainly not 40 years ago. And I can understand, again, there's a bunch of stories out there. If somehow you haven't read them, Center Daily Times version, statecollege.com version, TV stations version, a lot of versions out there kind of floating around about this whole case and recent activities and so on. But, you know, Mr. Cantorna, and I've kind of gotten the vibe from reading the stories, Mr. Cantorna was between a rock and a hard place on this one, all right? He's got a murder case that goes back over 40 years. And here it comes again. And the idea is, okay, we're going to have to relitigate this again from stuff from 40-plus years ago. Well, what happens in 40-plus years? Well, some people involved with the case have died. Evidence is either gone or... you can't just easily, oh, here you go, here it is. No, that stuff is late, whoop, gone. And so you're the prosecutor, you're supposed to put together a case from 40-plus year old material. So it's not fresh, it's either stale or gone. And you're thinking, okay, how am I supposed to do this? I can put myself in Mr. Cantorna's shoes, like, how am I supposed to do this? And so they just came to the decision, I guess, that, okay, I guess we're not going to fight this one. The guy's been in jail his entire adult life. We're going to say, okay, we're going to back off. Which, of course, means Mr. Vitam is now going to finally be a free man. After, if you will, losing his entire adult life in a state prison for a crime that he continues to say he did not commit. And again, I'm following right now and then coming up later, I'm following the media coverage. I've got a story this morning, all right, headline, wrongfully convicted state college man will go free. Now, again, the Ironhead kind of touched on this a little bit, and I agree with him. There are some people that would argue, whoa, hold it. No. We didn't say that he was wrongfully convicted. And, again, it's Mr. Cantorna didn't do this case 40 years ago. Of course not. Crazy. No. All right, other people did that are gone. Well, and now he gets to pick up the ball. And he's looking at this like, oh, man, this is a headache and a half. I mean, I can put myself in his shoes. This is a headache and a half. How are my people supposed to litigate this? The one line I saw from, I guess, a release from the DA's office is essentially saying, well, Mr. Vitam has served 40 plus years, and we're of the opinion he has served his time. Now, granted, his conviction, I think, was without parole. He's not supposed to be getting out of jail, according to what happened 40-plus years ago. But the new or the current DA's office is like, we don't see any way that we can even fight this. So let's not. Now, reasons? They don't have a case. Reasons, okay, this was obviously going to cost money. All right, if you're going to have a new trial and so on, you don't do that stuff for free. So there's going to be, all these, and there would be publicity, and the idea with the DA's office is we probably have a weak case simply because of age and time. Do we want to drag ourselves through this? Wouldn't it be easier to just say, bud, you're out. You're out of jail. Go where, if he has a home, it's been 40 plus years. I mean, there's just, on the one hand, there's all these fascinating elements. I mentioned last hour, media are going to be jumping on this. I'd have to do every now and then you hear a story from somewhere else in the country where somebody who's been in jail for a very long time has been found to be wrongfully convicted, and then they get out of jail. And invariably, the TV networks show up and all this sort of thing. Folks, get ready. There's going to be more media coverage of this. I expect Subbu, Mr. Vitam, is going to be on television. Maybe the Today Show. Maybe, Good Morning America. Maybe Nightly News. He's going to be on the cable news channels. These TV channels about, law and stuff. He's going to be on those. I hope he's ready. And then when you go a little further than that, all right, so watch the media coverage. Let's go a little further on that. Put yourself in Mr. Vitam's shoes. And let's assume that he's innocent, that he really did not do that murder 45 years ago. He didn't do it. All right? But you've been in jail for 40-plus years for your entire adult life. Until they finally let you out of jail with the insinuation that you shouldn't have been there. Lawyers are probably lining up to represent Mr. Vitam because it's like, okay, who can we sue here? There's got to be somebody we can sue here because a man has had his entire adult life taken away from him. There's an angle. As soon as next week, we may hear something on that. We'll see. I mean, I'd be stunned if there isn't a lawsuit floating around here someplace. It's got to come. I mean, wouldn't you do that? Think about that. You're in Mr. Vitam's shoes. Wouldn't you do that? You've lost your entire adult life for something that, according to him, he wasn't involved with. Just, it could be staggering. Now, who do you sue? I don't know. Center County government? Center County DA's office? State of Pennsylvania? I don't know. I'm not enough of a law expert to know exactly who do you sue. But there's got to be somebody. Come on, lawsuits. There's always somebody. There's got to be somebody out there we can go after for the good of Mr. Vedum. Now, maybe that's true, or maybe it's a lawyer's like, oh, I can't wait to sink my teeth into this one. Oh, yes. This is a story that is a long way from over. And it will be strangely fascinating to see how this one turns out. Now, you can feel any way you want to feel. You're for Mr. Vedum, or you just think, hey, this guy's maybe getting away with murder. Now, granted, he's been in prison for over 40 years. Get away with? Eh. I mean, the arguments here are fascinating. If I was, oh, God forbid, a law school teacher, instructor, or something, oh, there's multiple things that are coming out of this case. How to try a case right, how not to try a case right, how to relitigate a case. I mean, there's just all these elements kind of flying around there. And, of course, I mentioned that there are so many things to get aggravated about these days. That's one. I've got more. Before we take a break, though, we'll take a call. Let's mention our number again, 814-954-7266. Let's take that call. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hey, good morning, guys. Second-time caller in about 6 months.
All right. Well, that's not bad. You go right ahead.
On your subject, if he didn't do it, who did?
Yeah, there's a thought. There's a thought.
I hear this all the time, you know, listen to Tor Michael's show, and he's bringing it up, and the lawyer representing him, I thought we kept thinking, if he didn't do it, who did? Who did?
Well, after
he's been convicted.
After 45 years, can you even begin to try to figure that out?
No, because twice he came back to try to get retrial, and he was convicted. So, to me, he should stay in prison for the rest of his life, and that's how it is. Now I'm going to change the subject real quick.
All right,
this morning, very, very bad accident in Milesburg.
Okay.
In terms of becoming a motorcycle left snappies, a crotch rocket.
Mm-hmm.
Rear-ended a car going out of Milesburg because the school bus up ahead was stopped. This guy on the crotch rocket, now this is only hearsay, I heard the impact. I was at Todd Fisher's Market having a coffee. We heard the impact.
Ooh.
When I walked up the street and I saw that he was already gone, but I saw where the motorcycle was laying, the car that he hit, and where the individual ended up hit a telephone pole with his body.
Ooh.
And landed in it. So, but here's my, I'm sorry this happened. I hope the guy is living. I do. But people, I walked up there, you guys, and there was, I'll bet, 30 vehicles in line didn't have their lights on. Fog, I mean, it was terrible. The vision was awful. And these people didn't even have fog, their lights on.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is, people, when it's foggy or if it's raining, run your lights, run your wipers like you're supposed to.
Yeah.
But honestly, and the cops were even up there telling the people, turn your lights on. They were telling the people directing traffic, turn your lights on.
Yeah.
That's how foggy it was.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks. I appreciate it. Goodbye.
All right. Thanks for your call. Yeah, that's a pet peeve of mine. If you're a regular listener to the show, I know my friend the Ironhead kind of rolls his eyes a little bit when I say, come on, folks, it's foggy. Turn your lights on, please, because every morning on a foggy morning when I'm driving to the studio, I pass too many folks that there's no light on. It's like, come on, turn your lights on. Folks, on a foggy morning, whatever, turn your lights on so that other people can see you. That's the main reason to do it. Let's squeeze in one more call. We got to take a break, but let's take a call first. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Yes, hi. I was calling about the Vedum case.
Okay, go ahead.
I heard your comments. I just happened to turn on the radio and heard your comments about, you know, people being sued. You have to remember that judges and district attorneys have immunity because, obviously, if they didn't, and a case like this came up and, you know, and didn't go the way certain people wanted, you would just be able to sue courts and prosecutors out of existence. So unless you can prove actual malice and withholding of evidence, or that the court did something so egregious that the person never got a fair trial, there's no way that you're going to be able to sue any courts and prosecutors. And your last caller said that you know, this person, and they're correct, that the Vitam case has been tried and retried and appealed and, you know, numerous times. So I don't know where this is all going to end, but I can tell you from my own experience, and I was not directly involved, but I knew of some of the things that were going on in this thing. Everyone in State College that was a peer of Vitam believed that he did it. And because I can remember talking to people back then, and the word was, you know, on the street, as you say, that everybody knew Vitam did it. So I don't know where this is going to end up. Obviously, you know, I can remember Judge Brown saying there's no such thing as a perfect trial. It's only a fair trial. And because, you know, these things are never perfect. I guess we'll have to see where it goes. I think the big thing is that, you know, there was inconsistencies about the physical evidence, you know, the bullet and the damage to the victim's skull and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So we'll just have to see. But my feeling is I agree with the last caller, is that there's probably a really good chance that he did it. And that it is he had got the appropriate sentence. So we'll have to see.
Caller, I can't disagree with anything you just said. I just, maybe it's my cynical side that says a lawyer would be itching to sue somebody, anybody, something, because of this. Now, if what you just said there at the end, all right, if the idea is, and some people still believe this, so again, I got this headline, wrongfully convicted State College man. There are some folks out there shaking their heads like, nah, no, they're not agreeing with that headline that I see here this morning. But if he didn't do it, like, if he didn't do it, then there's got to be some kind of lawsuit, repercussion or something. If he did do it, then the thought is, okay, I'm out of jail. I'll just live the rest of my life. Now, I don't know. I'm surmising here a little bit. It's one of those two roads is what's going to get taken. And it'll be curious if it's next week, next month, next year, whatever it is, to see which road gets followed. Then the rest of us will try to decide, okay, did he really do it or not? So that's where things stand right now. Caller, got to take a break. Thank you very much for your call. I mean, this one's deep. This one's really deep. And again, I just wrongfully convicted State College man will go free. There are some folks shaking their heads like, no, 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 no. That's not what's happening here. That headline. That's a headline. That's not a story. That's just a headline. Maybe is that headline accurate? All right, let the arguments begin. We got to take a break. Let's talk here on 98.7 The Fox. Then we have Jerry Sandusky. Oh, for goodness sakes, all this happening like at the same time. Plenty of things to get aggravated about. Let's see if we can get you a little wound up. We'll take a break. We're back with more of the program coming up right after this.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Harlan here from Monday Night Football on Westwood One. Join us all season long for primetime action on the road to the playoffs and Super Bowl 60. Each week, Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner and I will have the call of great matchups, along with Mike Golic, senior and junior, in the studio. Don't miss out on the great NFL tradition that is Monday Night Football.
Catch all the action all season long. Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coolest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines.
The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails.
Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
All right, now here's some sports warm-up music that works just because of the build-up right here. I got to get the kids to play this one more often, you know? I'm sorry, I'm not a rap, hip-hop, Bad Bunny, whatever fan. It's just not my speed. But, Scott with you here on a Friday morning. Let's talk. Come on, let's talk. 814-954-7266 if you'd like to chime in before we wrap up shop at 10 o'clock. Yeah, we're in a period now where every time you turn around, there's something new to aggravate you. All right? We'll take the caller. All right? Caller, hold on. We'll take you here in just a second. All right? Hold on, caller. Seriously, am I right? You just turn around and there's something else. Turn this up. There's something else to just aggravate you. Could be politics. Oh, there's plenty there. Could be some local issue. There's something. Could be court cases. There's something. Now, we got to be careful not to let ourselves get kind of eaten up by this stuff, because some people get really just wound up like, rah, rah, rah. No, stop. But some of these things, well, the Sandusky case, all right, there's that one. But let's take our call. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm calling, and I know this is probably going to get a couple people's crawl, but ever since I see this, every time I see this Sandusky thing, I want to just let it go. But I remember when it first started coming out, and things started coming out with it like a book. There was that famous book that was written by the help of the first victim. And as I read it, I wasn't going to get involved, but as I read it, I got to thinking, where were the parents of these victims when it came down? You know, they pick on Paterno saying about, oh, he knew, and whatever. And they did what they did to him. But yet, here are the parents. They saw everything, and it was even stated in the book by the victim that the grandfather, the day that he got off the bus and ran back behind the houses because he saw Sandusky following him in the bus, And he looked at his mother, and he looked at his grandfather, and he said, I don't want to go. And the grandfather stated, you'll never get anything, or you won't get what you have, unless you go with him. Now, that is stated in the book. So I'm wondering what anyone else thinks, or maybe I'm, like you said, one of these that just is riled up. But as a parent, yeah, I think I would have noticed things like that, and I would have said things like that. But nobody did. So I'll let you go from there. Have a good day.
All right, thanks.
I love Sandman. You're going to love it, too. You have to learn the whole version of it.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for your call. Yeah, what did we do before Metallica? All right. Again, at least I can understand the lyrics of the tune. Some of these tunes these days, I'm like, what? I can't make out what it is. 814-954-7266. All right, now, our friend the Ironhead mentioned Tuesday next week, Frank Parlato, who is an investigative journalist, is going to join us again on the show Tuesday morning. We've had Frank before, although it's been quite a while. Gosh, I have to look. It's been upwards of a year almost since we've last had Frank on the show. Frank started digging into this stuff a couple of years ago, round off. And he just started discovering things like, okay, what about this? Okay, what about that? What about this? What about that? Now, it's interesting, this week, I mean, it's amazing how things just kind of right there. Sandusky and friends, if you will, lawyers, they won an appeal. They won a new trial. They claim they have new evidence. Now, I don't know, maybe Frank had something to do with that. Or, you know, some other folks that have been, an increasing number of folks seem to be looking into the whole case. And for quite a while now, they've been starting to ask more questions like, what about this? What about this? What about that? Now, I think it was the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette had this story yesterday about another try for an appeal and new evidence that possibly, now this is according to this story, possibly some of these victims were somehow, I don't want to say coached, I'm not sure if that's right, this idea of, and I wish I had the story in front of me, I don't get the Post-Gazette, that a lot of these so-called victims were sort of, manipulated. I mean, the argument there makes it sound rather seedy. That attorneys, you know, the attorneys involved who, of course, made big, big, big money, possibly, you know, before the trial got these victims into rooms and they just sort of, not coached them, but it's more of, manipulated their memories like, well, maybe this happened, and if it did, then maybe this happened. Folks, I'm not an expert on any of this. Zippo, zero. But there are still, even after, 13 years, over 13 years, there are still lots of holes in these different victim stories. And is it possible, and again, we've here, of course, have followed this for 13 years, is it possible Jerry Sandusky could actually be innocent, that the things that were reported that he did, he didn't do, and somehow they were made up? Because if you remember, all right, now here's where I'll make somebody angry, all right? Remember when Penn State went into panic mode in November of 2011 and then into 2012? Because, of course, this got national coverage, national publicity. Very interesting that the legal powers that be at that time dropped the hammer in November, right in the middle of a football season. And, of course, then somehow Joe Paterno gets dragged into this. And folks, I'm no expert on this case. I'm not going to try to be. Joe Paterno was 100% innocent of this. And his name, ever since, is still muddied because of things that he had no knowledge of, was not involved with. Oh, of course Joe knew. No, Joe didn't know anything. No, but now, the thing it is, now, part of the argument from that other side is, nothing happened. All right? Nothing really happened. And Sandusky and lawyers and his supporters and backers for all this time, they've been trying to say, come on, he deserves a new trial. All right, the Iron Head went off last hour on that trial that happened back in 2012. And, yes, when you look back at that trial, again, I'm not a legal expert, okay? I'm not a lawyer, none of that stuff, but I'm just an observer. And when you look at that trial, it was a sham. I mean, it was a railroad job. And Penn State pulls out their checkbook, and they're handing out millions of dollars to these, quote, victims. I mean, if you were an alleged victim and you had a half-decent story, there was Penn State with a $1 million check. Hand them out, hand them out, hand them out. Well, is it possible that some people see an opportunity to make some money? And, yeah, I met Jerry Sandusky once at a Second Mile event or some such thing. And you mean if I just sort of tell my story this way, they'll hand me a check? All right, total panic mode from the Penn State leadership at that time. Now, again, this is 13, 14 years ago now. And it's... you know, we've had Jay Paterno on the show, and we've talked about this with Frank Parlato, and John Ziegler is another guy who's been digging into this case. We've had him on the show over the last 1 to 2 years. And the idea is it possible that some people manipulated other people so that an innocent man somehow went to jail? Is that possible? Why not have a new trial? All right, this isn't the Vitam case, 40-plus years of time, okay? Yikes. This is 12 to 13 years of time. Okay, that's much more manageable. Will Sandusky get a, will his appeal be heard, and will he get a new trial? I don't have a definitive answer to that question right now. I don't expect the powers that be, whoever that is, to, if you will, fold like they folded this week in the Vitam case. I don't expect. There's going to be some fight back on this one because, again, here's one of these crazy things, all right? Put yourself in somebody else's shoes, all right? First off, if somehow it is proven, which some people, it appears, in my observation, a growing number of people believe that this is all crap, this is all baloney, never happened. All the things that are purported to have happened didn't take place, and people were kind of coached and manipulated into telling stories and so on during what really seemed to be a sham trial, like, quick, let's hurry up and railroad this thing through. All right, we don't want to waste any time. Let's go. I mean, think about that right off the bat. How many court cases have you seen, like, around the country, you know, famous people and maybe or a murder case or something like that? And these people, they don't actually have their day in court for, like, years, right? There's an appeal, an appeal, an appeal, and things slow down, and we need to examine the evidence, and yeah, yeah, yeah. And years go by before it actually goes to trial. That didn't happen in the Sandusky case, did it? It's like... bang, bang, bang. Okay, let's go. Trial. Boom. Let's go. Okay, finished. All right, guilty. All right, thank you, folks. Go on home. Have a good day. Again, I'm not a legal expert, but when you look back at that, it's like, that went awfully quick. And you might think, well, justice should work that way. Well, maybe, unless possibly, it's a railroad job. And again, Penn State just handed out $1 million checks, multi-$1 million checks. Here you go, here you go, here you go. All right, take your money and go away. Take your money and go away. That old argument, take your money and go away. If we throw money at you, all right, just go away. We don't want to hear about this anymore. I mean, personally, for me, I really, really, really fault the Penn State so-called leadership at that time for going into panic mode, completely capitulating, without taking even one moment to stand up and say, no, wait a minute. Okay, this needs to be checked out. We need to look at this further. The Penn State leadership at that time should have stood up and said, okay, hold on. This is worthy of investigation, but just because some, I don't know, grand jury, whatever state person says so, doesn't necessarily mean it happened. We want to look at this further. This deserves some very serious, patient investigation. That's not what happened. Instead, they went into panic mode. They pulled out the checkbook. They railroaded the trial like boom, boom, boom. And poof. Now, the rest of us, of course, we were all assumed, yep, he's guilty. Oh, that's terrible. I can't believe he did that to those boys. Oh, and this guy was a well-respected member of the community. Second mile must be a den of iniquity. Oh, my God. Remember all that? That was 2012. All that stuff in 2012. Oh, just all the insinuations and so on. And we rushed through that. I had some friends. There were good people working at the Second Mile doing good things. It was not a setup for something disgusting. But, of course, a lot of people, that's what they thought, right? Well, that's the organization Jerry Sandusky founded. Well, they must all be guilty. Rah, rah, rah. And the Second Mile just collapsed. And good people doing good work got thrown on the ash heap. That makes me angry. That part makes me angry. There were good people doing good things with that organization for many years, and they all got thrown in the trash. Maybe not for something accurate. Now, again, if this is, and I've mentioned this here before, let's say somehow Jerry Sandusky gets his new trial. Again, that's still a long shot because the powers that be have put the walls up ever since. Like, nope, not doing that. Nope, not doing that. For whatever their reasons are. Imagine he gets his new trial and he's exonerated. What happens after that? You want to talk about deep. The Vietnam case is deep. This one's deeper. It actually is deeper than that because there's more people involved. There's more groups and organizations involved. Again, we're living in dangerous times. So if Vietnam is allegedly innocent, and if somehow Jerry Sandusky gets exonerated, which means apparently he's allegedly innocent, what does that say about our justice system, especially here where we're sitting? Now, granted, again, this isn't this year. It's like years ago, all right? Boom, boom, boom. In most cases, dealing other people did, you know, this, that, and whatever. But still, you know, trust is an interesting thing. It takes years to build up, and it's gone in a moment. What would this say about our justice system if that happened? Whew. I mean, this is thick, deep stuff. All right, we're going to take a break here in a moment. This is thick, deep stuff that we all need to be thinking about. Because we want to have trust in our different, you know, systems and things out there. And then this comes up, not once maybe, but twice. Two different cases, boom. What the heck's going on? Remember the DA who just disappeared one day? Which, remember, the whole Ray Grecar thing, just whoop, he disappears one day. And that got investigated in talk shows and stories and so on. Like, where did he go? On the one side, it's fascinating. On the other side, it's very concerning for us, the regular folks. All right, we got to take a break. Let's talk here on 98.7 The Fox. Still have a few minutes of open line time if you want to chime in, so stay tuned. We'll be back.
We don't just talk sports.
The Fox.
We live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Be a part of the best event of the winter. Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with sci-fi and fantasy fans from across the region. If you're a vendor of anything looking to reach this energized audience, open space is currently available. Go to happyvalleycomiccon.com. Click on the Vendors tab for information. Reserve your space today and get ready for a weekend of action and profit. Happy Valley Comic Con.com. Click on the Vendors tab. Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and grandstand, multi-force, stand-ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
join us for the Goon and Ironhead Show, Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Goon loves Philadelphia sports. I love Pittsburgh sports. We both love Penn State sports, and we both just like talking sports, and you never know where the discussion will take us. That's part of the fun. Join us for the good times, Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home. Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House. A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania. The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, and did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of 5 themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
You have to get going.
Now, sports team entry music, I like Tchaikovsky. The kids would never pick this, but it actually sounds pretty cool. Like when a football team comes out on the field. Just a thought. I like to have fun when I do PA work, so there we go. Let's talk here for Friday. We got just a few minutes. I mean, literally, I think we've got about 3. If you'd like to chime in, you're going to have to do it really fast. 814-954-7266. Again, we got some good show next week. Got some good guests coming up next week. Again, folks, try not to let yourself get aggravated by everything. I mean, politics, oh my gosh, folks get aggravated in their sleep over politics, right? I mean, at my house, I'm getting these big postcards about this state Supreme Court retention election. Maybe you've gotten some of those, either yay or nay. There's one particular card I got in the mailbox recently. It has a map of Pennsylvania and the congressional districts on it. And as soon as I saw this map, I thought, no, wait a minute, that doesn't look right. And I had to make it official, do some digging. I got the actual Pennsylvania congressional map, which looks totally different from the map on this postcard. The allegation here, the liberal Supreme Court gerrymandered our districts to help Democrats win. Well, the problem is the map they show in this card is not the current map. It's the map from, like, I don't know, 6 years or 7 years ago. The current map is totally different, and it's not, you know, call them snakes, call them appendages. I mean, granted, a number of years ago, there were some Pennsylvania congressional districts that were ridiculous. I mean, they were ridiculous. Like, who the heck drew this up? And then they got changed. All right. Now, this postcard is a bit disingenuous in showing an old map, making it seem like it's a current map. It's not a current map. That's wrong. Some people would call that lying. Sometime here in October, I got to see, we've got to get a guest about, you know, these elections. Yes, there's an election day, folks, in early November. It is not an off-year election. The people running for various things, very important, probably mostly local or state positions, that this is their time for election, or in this case, a judge. It's a retention election. Should this person serve another 10 years? Because they have like 10-year terms. Yes, no. And that's pretty much it. Now, normally those elections are kind of, well, boring, all right, as a judge. It's yes, no. But suddenly, they've been greatly politicized. Republicans, there's 3 Democrat judges on the Supreme Court up for retention. Somebody noticed this, found a lot of money, and now I'm getting these postcards, which may or may not be accurate. All right, so I got to see if we can get a guest on that sometime here in October, because the elections, I mean, it's a month away. That's that close, all right? So we'll see what we can do there. In the meantime, friends, hey, thanks for listening. As always, we appreciate your listenership. A lot of sportsy stuff, of course, coming up. Dan Patrick here in a little bit. Great weather. Maybe you're going out to a high school football game tonight. Enjoy that. Lots of stuff this weekend. We'll see what the Penn State hockey team does. Oh, yeah, the football team, too. In the meantime, have a great weekend. Jeff and I will both be back, I think, Monday morning.
Sports Radio 98.7, the Fox.
Fox Sports.
The Fox Sports Weekend
is your Sunday home for the National Football League. All of the big teams.
Spins into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Big names.
Burrow throws over the middle into coverage, and it is caught. Unbelievable.
It's the NFL. Sundays
on Central PA Sports Authority.
The Fox Sports Weekend. Sports Radio.
Eating healthy is important.